Mighty Strong Girls is really an organization. Actually, we call it a movement. It's just a different way for girls to look at themselves and view life transformation. So it's kind of an evolving process, too, because initially it was more of a positive body image type of organization. And now, after having a retreat with the girls in February, we changed a little bit of our mission, vision, and values to encompass more of a concept of holistic health. So this is the first issue, the summer issue, that features the new concept behind our inspiration. Four sections that feature health, about emotional health, mental health, physical health, and spiritual health, along with various stories about girls and some of the issues and challenges that they have overcome. So they're inspirational stories that are told in the voice of the girls. And okay. Actually, Melissa's daughter has one in this issue of the magazine.
How did Mighty Strong Girls start?
Well, that's a long story. I'll try to keep it brief. I had previously launched Springfield's Own magazine when I worked at the State Journal Register. So I have a background in journalism. I have a background in launching a new magazine. And I had recently taken a full-time job for the first time in many years. I have elementary-age children. About 4 months into that, my husband got gravely ill, nearly passed away, and it just kind of became a pivoting point in my perspective of life. And I began to just pray and seek God's direction. I knew that I wanted to do something that had impact on people, that would make a difference. I didn't feel like I wanted my legacy to my children to be writing press releases for a hospital. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but that God was just tugging me in a different direction. And so I quit my job and just began a period of waiting and praying. And I really wanted to be a missionary journalist. During that time period, God sent me to Sierra Leone, and I was able to get a taste of some of the things that my friends were doing in ministry over there. I came back and I did a website for them, and I thought that's what I was going to do. But I had already been doing a little bit of ministry work with teenage girls. And one of the girls I was working with sort of as a mentor came back from a conference and said that she felt like God was really telling her, share your hard, difficult, messy story so that other girls don't have to go through that. And it just became apparent based on these women, many of them whom I never met in my life, including Melissa. Melissa and I just met 6 months ago. All these other women just started coming out of nowhere saying, God told me that this is what I'm to do. Really, this team began to be built that was intended to launch this movement.
So what was the need for the magazine, did you feel?
The main need, I thought, was for girls to understand where their value and beauty comes from. Because I think, and studies have shown, that there are so many distortions in the media, in advertising in particular, and marketing. So when it comes to what you are supposed to look like, that was kind of where some of these issues started to come from. And the girl who I was mentoring, that was something that she struggled with, really understanding what beauty meant and what it meant to be beautiful as a girl. And I think it's confusing. Eating disorders and self-harm and just self-loathing in general are very much on the rise. The way women perceive their bodies. I'm interested in Melissa's feedback. I feel like I'm like, maybe my mom's generation was the first generation where that started to become an issue. And my mom was born in 1950. So I think, you know, once some of the modern media came to be, some of the television and the billboard ads, and now with the internet, just that message of what an ideal woman or girl is supposed to look like has become so pervasive that I remember my mom, when I was growing up, using the word fat when she wasn't, and how that affected me. And she saw herself as not being beautiful. And so I remember thinking, well, I don't want to be like that. And in reality, I'm exactly like her when she was my age. I look the same. I don't think I'm fat. But, you know, she had that perception that she wasn't worthy. And so I think the struggle that girls have now is not only is it something that we see on television, but it's all over the place. Video games, social media. You can't escape this standard that our world has put on girls.
So I have four daughters ranging in age from 17 to 10. So this has come at a very timely point in my life personally. But in particular for my second daughter, Megan, she was 2 years ago in the classroom of the school shooting at Normal Community High School. At that time, and even since then, she really hasn't talked about it a whole lot. So you know she has to be impacted, but she hasn't felt comfortable sharing her story. She's a very inward girl. Probably about, as Amy mentioned, 6 months ago, we got introduced because my sister recommended Megan for kind of a different article. And as Amy was asking Megan's testimony about how she decided to get baptized, she teared up because part of that reason was because of her experience in that classroom that day. And Amy asked if, she said, oh, we don't have to go any further if you don't feel like talking about it, but I'd love for you to share your story at some point. And Megan agreed to. So in the summer issue of the magazine, she shares her experience with that day for the first time, and then also how that led to her decision to get baptized. So it's been a great outlet for her.
They're so smart. I mean, their advice is way better than anything I could ever give, and it's just, it's so grounded in their faith and their perspective of their value. So I really see girls rising up within Mighty Strong Girls to be leaders to one another. So it's kind of awesome to see them really start to own this. It's theirs. So they're really taking ownership of it. And
right.
That's cool.
I think that's what's, for me as a mom, it's so encouraging to see girls encouraging other girls. Like Amy mentioned, it's not just the mom saying this is what you should do. It's the girls saying, hey, this is what's worked for me. And it's a positive slant versus everything you hear in our culture goes down a road that as a parent, you don't want them to go down that road. So this is such a positive alternative to the other magazines or media that's out there for our teens.
But what is the target, really, for the age?
The target is preteen and teen girls, and we say kind of like 12 to 20, but you're right. I mean, the reality is I'm getting advice from these girls on things in life. I get something out of it every time I read it, and so I think that's important. But there are some things that we handle that some parents may have an issue with. For instance, I'm going to write about sex. I am going to write about self-harm. I'm going to write about eating disorders. I'm still fearful, but I know that I need to overcome that fear because it matters for these girls. So we have to tackle the hard questions that they're struggling with and not push them down and pretend like they don't. Those aren't things that they're concerned about, because the reality is every issue of 17 magazine is telling them how to be sexier and how to be a sex object. And they need to hear something that says something different. They need to hear something that tells them the truth about who they are.